I would like to proceed and take one more witness before we do our lunch break.
Thank you.
That's acceptable with everybody? Okay.
Mr. Evan?
Where's your son?
Hey.
Are we taking Mr. Willie Evans next?
We are.
Sarge, can you help Mr. Evans or have someone help him get up here, please? I think we're going to have to move the chair, Ernie, when we get up there. Mr. Evans, are you okay after that little trip up here? You feeling okay?
I can't hear good. You got too loud to me.
I'll try to talk louder.
I'm going to sit in this chair?
Yes, sir. You're fine, right as you are. Okay. Mr. Hanlon is going to ask you a few questions, but before he does that, I need you to raise your right hand for me, please. Do you swear that the evidence you will give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Nothing but the truth.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right. Mr. Evans, if you would just state your name for the record, please. Just state your name for the
Willie
record.
Willie Evans.
Thank you.
Mr. Evans, it's Steve Hanlon. How old are you, sir?
96. 86.
All right.
I will be 87 the 25th of December.
All right. And when were you born?
Sanford.
And when?
1907.
1907.
That's what they tell me. I don't know.
That's a very good answer. Are you able to see it all, sir?
No, I don't see nothing.
How long has that been true, sir?
Well, I used to work construction work, but I had to stop in 68. I couldn't see how to drive a nail.
All right, sir. And what
did I went just continued getting worse and worse, and it had to take one out, and the other one, it went out. It went completely out.
I see. What city do you live in now, sir?
I live in Sanford.
All right. Did there come a time when you lived in Rosewood, Florida?
Huh?
Did you live in Rosewood, Florida for a while?
Yeah, I was there when that thing came over.
All right.
But, yeah, right there.
You were about, if you were born in 1907, you'd be about 16 years old in 1923. Is that right?
Pretty somewhere along in there.
All right. Now, how long had you been in Rosewood before 1923?
Well, I don't know how long I had been there, but my mother died in Sanford.
All right.
And my granddaddy come here and got us and carried us down there. I don't know, me and my brother and my sister, two sisters, but one, the other sister, she stayed with the auntie and the older son, she stayed with us.
Did you go to kindergarten up in Sanford?
No.
Did you go to...
I went to school a little while, but not much.
Where, in Sanford?
In Lake Coochie. In Rosewood.
All right. Did you go to first grade in Rosewood about?
Yeah.
All right. So, I think first graders are about 6 years old, so is it fair to say that for 10 years before 1923, like from the time you were about six until the time you were 16, you lived in Rosewood?
Yes.
Okay.
I stayed in Rosewood.
All right. Now, you lived with your grandparents, is that right?
Yes.
And what were their names, sir?
Ransom Edwards and Hugh Edwards.
All right. And they lived in Rosewood?
Yeah.
All right. And what did your grandfather do for a living?
Well, now, when he come and got us, he done got to be an old man then.
All right.
But he used to work down there at the Sumlers, that salt mill around, and they do something down there. I don't know what he's doing down there.
All right.
But he once was a, before then, he used to be a pretty good well liver doing once in his lifetime.
A pretty good what?
Pretty good liver.
Good liver.
Because he used to be, they used to have a, they say they had a cedar mill there to Rosewood. And he was the millwright.
I see.
He had plenty of tools.
I see.
And he used to run a stove. And that's before my time, but I seen one of the books he used to have. It had a lot of names in there. People owed him and didn't pay him, too.
Yeah. So he extended credit to people?
Yeah, he used to credit people.
All right.
And but he had to close the store up.
All right.
But that was before my time.
All right.
And
your grandmother's name was?
Julia. Julia Edwards.
And you all lived in your own house there in Rosewood?
Yes. Yes.
Did you have a brother there?
Yes.
What was his name?
Nathaniel.
All right.
He was younger than I was.
All right.
But they had another boy that they raised.
You remember his name?
Dewey.
Uh-huh. All right, sir. Now.
But don't ask me now who it do. They did never. I never did that. They never mentioned to me where they got that boy from. I didn't know he wasn't none of theirs because he was light-skinned.
I see.
they were dark.
I understand. All right. Now, who else do you remember who lived in Rosewood and lived in their own house?
All them people, these people talking about, I know all of them. We had a two-story building, too.
You did?
Yeah. And let me tell you this. We had orange trees.
Uh-huh.
Several orange trees, and had several pear trees. I don't mean them hard pears; these are them good kind of pears. And grapes.
Yeah.
Had a peach tree.
Uh-huh.
But the peach tree used to be full of worms. The peaches was peaches; they never get but no good. But and we had a two-story building.
All right.
Yeah.
Who else do you remember living in Rosewood?
Now most of all them people that boy with these other people was talking about, I know that nearly about everybody that stayed around in there.
Uh-huh.
The Carras, because they was all kin to me.
All right.
The Sarah Carra, Emma Carra, them was my mother's sisters.
All right.
But she had left there for a long time.
All right. How about the Colemans? Did they live there?
Colemans did, right over there, right by us over there. They had a two-story building, too.
They did?
Yeah.
All right. How about the halls?
Well, there's two halls now.
Okay.
One hall is Barker's Hall.
All right.
He had a two-story building, too.
All right.
And he was a kind of big farmer-like. He used to do a lot of farming. But he had pears. Before that thing come.
All right.
Had several children, though.
Okay. How about the other hall?
The other hall, it was old people. They stayed right behind us over there.
And they have a home?
Yeah, they had their own home.
All right.
But now, I don't know whether I'm getting ahead of you or not.
Well, go ahead and give me a try.
But they didn't burn our house down.
Well, you're getting ahead of me. We'll get to that.
Okay. Okay.
The Joneses. Were there any Joneses there? Who had a house?
Yeah, there were some Joneses there.
These are black folks?
Yeah. I don't forgot what the parents were named, but they had a son named Raymond.
All right. How about George Bradley?
George Bradley stayed right there by the depot. He had a big two-story building, too.
All right.
That was a nice building.
All right, sir. How about the Burnses?
Now, I don't know, but I didn't know too much about the Burnses, but I remember them, but I didn't know too much about the Burnses.
You know if they had a home?
I don't know if they had a home there or not. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
How about Eliza and Ed Bradley?
They had a home. Yeah.
How about the Ruth?
Who?
The Ruth? R-U-T-H? Does that ring a bell?
That's Bradley, too.
Oh, that's Bradley, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just a typo. I mean, that meant Lee Ruth. Lee Ruth Bradley.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a bunch of them, too. I know all of them.
Griffin? Griffin had a home?
Who?
Griffin?
Griffin, yeah, they had a home.
Kings?
Yeah, the Kings had a home.
The Gordons?
Gordons had a home.
Were there other Edwards besides the...
Well, there used to be another Fred Edward, but he had moved and went to Digland.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. Any others you can think of today, Mr. Evans?
Oh, yes. Let me see. Did I call Sarah and Emma and both of them?
Right.
And the Joneses and George and Ed and Raleigh Bradley.
Raleigh Bradley?
Yeah. He didn't have no home, but he was staying in the house, one of Johnny Wright's houses.
How many? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Let me see who else. Let me see. And the Goins, they stayed down the railroad down there.
All right.
I don't know who all was down there.
All right.
But I remember that old man, though. I know them boys.
What old man?
Their daddy.
Who's daddy?
The Goins.
Oh, I see. Ed Goins?
Ed Goins.
Did he have, what was his place like?
Sometimes still.
Turpentine.
He had a Turpentine still his own.
Uh huh.
But I remember his boys.
Uh huh. Did Ed Goins have his own house?
Yes.
The two story house?
No.
Were there other houses on the Goins property besides his house?
Yeah, there was one or two houses scattered around down there, I think. I don't know. I can't place now just who were down there.
Okay.
McCoys.
The McCoys? Was it black or white?
Black.
Okay.
He was a big farmer, too.
The Monroes?
Monroes. They was down there, too.
Barton?
They was there, too.
Haywood?
They was there, too. I remember all them people.
Yeah.
But now it was another family up there. I forgot what their name was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never did know what happened to them people.
Black people?
I didn't know whether they're killing people or not. I don't know. But, and there's another one, but I know they didn't kill them.
Who's that?
Barton.
Barton?
Yeah.
You think they escaped?
They didn't never kill them.
Okay.
A man, his wife, and two daughters. Because I seen them after that.
All right. How many,
I had an uncle live down there, near about the Sumler down there.
An uncle lived where?
Near about the Sumler down there.
All right.
His name was Bobby Robertson.
Bobby Robertson?
Yeah, his wife was dead, but he had two daughters, Stevie right. and Barbara.
Right. How many families had homes there in Rosewood, as best you can remember? Black family.
Well, now... I don't know. I don't know. All them people I was naming.
Okay.
I know one family. They didn't have their own home. They stayed right there by us.
Uh-huh.
They stayed in the house there, but they had left and went to St. Petersburg. And that was one of the Coleman's daughters.
But the rest of them had their own home.
All the rest of the people had their own homes. All them people, what I named them, all of them had their own homes.
All right, sir. Let's go back to when the trouble started. Okay?
Okay.
What's the first thing that you remember about that trouble?
Well, now, let me tell you, you're going too far for me now. Because I didn't know nothing about that thing.
Okay.
But we heard some gun shooting.
Uh-huh.
That night.
Were you in your house?
We was home. There wasn't nobody home but me and my grandmother and grandfather.
Yes, sir.
And we heard all that gun shooting. Bim, 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 bim. This gun shoot and dog barking and howling. Mm-hmm. We heard that because Sylvester kept him some good bird dogs all the time. Mm-hmm. And them dogs was howling. We heard all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know.
I see. What did you do when you heard the dogs howling and the gunshots?
Well, we didn't know what was happening. We was home.
All right.
We didn't stay right there at them.
All right.
We didn't know what was happening.
Well, what happened next? What did you do?
Well, that next day or something or other, when they're burning them houses.
Yes, sir.
Me and my grandma left. We went up to Wilders or somewhere up there. But Grandpa, he stayed right there. And he said, a truckload of white men come there. They drove up there to in front of the house up there, and they stopped out there, but they didn't stay there a little while, and they left and went on, left. That's all they didn't say nothing to him. He didn't say nothing to them.
What did you see burning? Which houses did you see burning?
I didn't see no house burning.
Pardon?
I didn't see no house burning. I didn't see no houses burning.
Did somebody tell you that houses were burning?
I know they was burned because I've been out there.
Okay.
And there was nobody out there.
But before you and your grandma left, you didn't see any houses burning. Is that right?
I didn't see no houses burning.
All right.
But I didn't know what was happening. But we heard some gun shooting and heard the dogs howling. We didn't know what was happening.
Did you see smoke or fire?
No, we didn't see nothing. It was at night.
At night?
And we didn't see nothing. We didn't get out and look to see what was happening.
How about the next day or in the next days after you...
Next 2 days or so, we heard about what happened. I know a man come, one of them carol boys come there to our house that night.
Uh-huh.
That same night. But... My grandma told him he had to leave there. He couldn't stay there.
Yeah.
And he left. I never seen him from that day to this one. He's dead now.
Anytime during those days, those next few days after y'all left your house, did you see any fire or smoke or anything like that?
I didn't never see no fire, no smoke.
All right. You sure of that?
No, I ain't seen no fire, no smoke either.
All right.
But I know they burned them down because I've been out there since then.
Okay.
But I tell you what, after everything was gone, everybody was gone. Wasn't nothing left around out there. We left. It went to Wireless.
All right.
And my grandma, she and them, they moved all that stuff, what they wanted. Moved it up there. They didn't stay there, though.
Did you go back at some time and see that the houses had been burned?
Yes, I went back out there by myself, too.
When?
Back out there by the, I don't know how long it was, but I've been out there.
Was it like within a year or two after it happened?
It wasn't that long.
Wasn't even that long.
But I've been out there. Went out there from, I was living in the Sumner then.
All right.
And I got on that road and I walked out there.
All right.
And I went out there to our house.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I didn't look. I don't remember even looking to see on them orange trees whether there was any oranges on them trees, any pears was on the trees, or anything like that. But I tell you, I went there and I looked, kind of looked around there, and I seen a cat or something, a wild cat or something, laying up on the bench back there in the back there. And that scout seen me, and he jumped up there and hauled poke. I said, well, I ain't going in that house.
That was the house you lived in?
I didn't go in it.
It was still there?
Oh, yeah.
But all the other houses are burned down?
Yes, sir. All but one.
Your house?
That all but the old holes. So that old lady used to work for Johnny Wright.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't burn their house down. They was old people.
Okay.
I never did know what to come of them.
How about Johnny Wright's house?
No, it was there. But somebody tore the house down. I don't know who tore it down.
Or what house down?
No, my Hall's.
The Hall's house.
Yeah, but I went and I stepped on a nail looking around out there.
Thanks.
Oh, dear. But now, some mo-holes stayed right up there, and I told you about them right up in front of us up there.
Right.
He had a two-story building. He had a lot of children, but he was past. His wife and children were there.
All right. You went down to Wiley and then down to Sumner, is that right?
Yeah, after my grandma and them, they went to me and my brother. He wasn't 90. He was down there Sumner when that thing come over.
Mm-hmm.
And he with our uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And they went up there, but they didn't stay there. They left and went to Bradenton where her brother was.
All right.
And left me and baby there. We left and we left with the son down there where our sister was.
All right.
We didn't stay up there either.
Well, then where'd you go?
Well, we stayed down there the summer a good while. But I left, and then I was up in my teens then, you know.
Right.
I just went to running from place to place. I didn't stay nowhere then.
All right. How long did you run from place to place?
I don't know how long. I don't know. Until I got married.
When was that?
37.
All right. And what was your wife's name?
Edna.
And how many years were you married to her?
How many years before I married to her?
No, how many years were you married to her?
Near about 56 years.
Right.
But where's my son?
He's around.
Right there.
You want to see him?
No, I can't see him.
Well, I mean, you want
to... I'm thinking to tell you. 9 months after I'm married, he comes.
Okay. All right. I'm 56 years. All right. Now, after you're running around from place to place, did there come a time where you settled somewhere?
Well, yeah, after I married.
Okay.
I went back. I stayed at Lake Coochie down there about 9 or 10 years.
All right.
Then I left and went to Sanford where I was born at.
All right.
And that's where I'm hung up at.
Now, you weren't just running around.
1946.
You were in a lot of places besides Florida, too, right?
Yeah.
Where'd you work? What other cities in America did you work in?
Oh, New York, Pennsylvania,
Rochester,
and some of them places after I married.
After you married?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You live in Rochester for a while?
Yeah.
What kind of jobs did you have, Mr. Evans?
Construction. I didn't do nothing but construction work.
I see.
Work on one job I had, working on out there on the road.
All right, sir.
Man told me, I stayed up there till come a big snow. I didn't go but 1 year, though, up there to Rochester. Stayed up there till come a big snow. I left that next week, that Monday. Man told me, I want you to come back because we got a big job, a $52 million job for next year. I want you to come back. But I didn't ever go back up there.
And when you eventually went back to Sanford, did you also do construction work there?
I got to working with some masons. Working with some masons.
Have you ever talked to anybody outside the family about what happened at Rosewood?
That's one thing. I'm just like them other people there. That's something I didn't never talk with nobody about.
Why not?
I just didn't do it. Just didn't talk about it. I didn't ever talk about it. And I've been doing more talking with since this thing been going on than I talked since it happened. But all I done told him now, I told a whole lot of you now, and I had never told nobody about it.
Were you scared?
Huh?
Were you scared?
No, I'm not scared, but I just, to correct me, I just didn't want to say nothing about that thing.
All right.
My grandma and them, they had our house, they didn't burn our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 27 acres of land out there.
Mm-hmm. Just one moment, sir. I'm nothing further. Right now.
Mr. Evans, Mr. Peters, do you have some questions? All right. Mr. Peters from the Attorney General's office will ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Mr. Evans, just a few more. I promise I'll be short.
Okay.
How far was your house from Sylvester's house there in Rosewood?
Well, it was a good little piece, but we heard all that shooting and them dogs howling. It wasn't that, we wasn't right at them. Now, we're a good little piece from them now.
Walking distance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
you said you moved up to Wiley?
Yeah.
How far is Wiley? Pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah, about a mile.
Walking distance, too? Wiley is from Rosewood?
Yeah, we can come up about the distance end. He'd walk up there any time he got ready.
Did anybody ever bother you up in Wiley because you were from
Rosewood? No, nobody never bothered me.
Did anybody ever bother you anywhere because you were from Rosewood?
No.
Have you ever had any reason to ask the police for help? I know you moved around a lot and worked. You ever had to have a policeman?
Never have asked nobody.
Never have?
Never been arrested.
Yes, sir.
Never asked nobody for no help.
Have you ever gone to court to help somebody else?
No.
Never have?
Never have.
So this is a new experience for you today here talking in these lawyers.
Yeah.
Not so bad, is it?
No. I don't mind.
Do you go to those reunions? The Rosewood Survivor reunion?
Well, I go down there.
To the reunion?
Yes. I went down there once.
When was that?
About 2 years ago, we went down there. We went to have a reunion. Let me see, where was that? Reunion was, I believe, it was. Don, where was that reunion?
Gainesville.
And we went to Rosewood. I didn't want to go, but they wanted to go, and they drove a bus down there.
Oh.
But they didn't go out there where we lived at.
Who was the day that went in the bus to Rosewood?
Who went?
Yes, sir.
Oh, a busload of them.
Right.
But, they went there today. Some of them went there to Johnny Wright's house. I didn't see nothing but one little old stand there. People had some kind of fish there, and what was it? Some kind of fish they had there.
Smoked fish
or something other. And sodas and string candy and things like that. I didn't even get out of the bus. I don't know what they had. I didn't, when they went around there, and they told me about Johnny Wright's house around there. And they went around there and told a store on. There wasn't nothing else there.
Could you see back then? Was that after you lost?
No, I couldn't see. I didn't even get off the bus.
You were talking about the folks that had a home in Rosewood. What do you mean by that when you say they had a home?
Had homes. All them people, what their name is, had homes.
What do you mean by that?
Had their own homes.
They owned them?
Yeah.
Okay, and how old were you back then in Rosewood in 1923?
15 or 16 years old. Okay. 15.
You feel pretty comfortable. Those folks you listed, they just owned their houses out back then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody was naming, but one family I know. And they stayed right there by us. And that wasn't none of their house. I think that was the Coleman's house, I think it was. But anyhow, they had done left. Then people moved and went to St. Petersburg. And everybody else out there I knew had their own home.
Do you recall that the black and white folks in Rosewood got along pretty good before?
Yes, before that thing, we didn't have no trouble out there. There was some white people scattered around out there. The white people stayed just like that boy said, but the white family right across the street in front of right across the railroad track.
Yes.
In front of their house. Big old house there. Woman had some big pecan trees back then. And we didn't, she didn't allow us to go in that yard, but we could go out there around that fence and pick up pockets of pecans around out there where them squirrels would pick them up and kill them out there and drop them. Still would. But there were some more white people scattered around out there in the woods, and some of them still out there, too, from what I heard.
I don't have any other questions, Mr. Evans. Thank you very much for chatting with me. Thank you, sir.
Okay. I think it might be easier to help Mr. Evans the other way, because I think there's a ramp, if that's comfortable for everybody. Okay.
There's a ramp.
It's now 12:25, and I would assume that we're about ready to take a break. Is that all right with everyone? I'm sorry? Yeah. Is the sergeant in the room?
Yes.
Sarge, would it be possible for us to go ahead and secure the rooms so that everybody, you might want to get together with Ms. Barnett about securing for the witnesses. I'd like to do this in about an hour, everybody. Is that okay?
Less than that.
Oh, okay. Why don't we shoot to be back here at 1 o'clock, and we'll just try and get everyone else this afternoon. Okay, thanks.